And then he ended with a terrible thud there at the end. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. This just into the newsroom.
And it's war! And it's war! Get on the horses! On the horses! It's war! Fredonia's gone to war. Each native son will grab a gun and run away to war. This is a fact we can't ignore.
We're going to war.
This is a fact we can't
ignore. We're going to war.
In case you haven't heard before, I think they think we're going to war. I think they think we're going to war.
We're going to war.
I think they think we're going to war.
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 Indeed, we've gone to war, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys of all ages and sexes and races. Just one day I'm asking that we wake up and it's good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Salt in the Swing, your Cum Laude graduate of the Chetwick Institute Group for Ecology, Jay Thurber, at 12:04. Much more music time. I also have a subpoena in my mail today. What a great day! 415-7450, 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, taking your subpoenas and your requests at Jay Thurber Show. Yes, to war, the country's going to sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 59, chance of rain overnight, increasing clouds, low of 31, and then a chance of snow on Sunday with a high of 40 right now. And on the listening area, it is 56 degrees.
Yeah. What is good for?
Absolutely.
me.
Made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. How long must I dream?
McKee Sport called 412-385-7450.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Little Caesar from Mount Lebanon also calling, both mentioning that we have lost one of pop music's great American songwriters, Neil Sedaka, and they want to know if we could play some of his originals that he performed. You say them, we play them. Reaching way back, I believe this was his first hit on the chart. This is the late, great Neil Sedaka on Radio 9.
Great Neil Sedaka here on Radio 900. Here's Bob Dylan. We're going to check weather for you in just a couple of minutes, and we'll have some new music coming your way on Radio 9.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Till the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. I long to be stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Bob Dylan on Radio 9.
W-R-A-A.
At 12:22 chime time, new music from the Clarks coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Somebody wanted to know, Jay, did you actually get a subpoena? It's on very nice letter. It's on nice letterhead looking. From a very large law firm that you've heard of that advertises on the television. And I am commanded to appear. I mean, if it wasn't real, ladle spoons and jelly spoons, would I be able to do that with it? So I got that going for me, which is nice. I don't even have any idea. I'm starting to sound like Zombo here when he does his rants. I don't even have any idea what they... I have no idea what they're talking about. I'm looking at this thing and like, this is going to cost me money. And I don't know what the bleep bleep they're talking about. So I'm going to try calling this fine member of the bar on Monday and see, like, what are you guys talking about? Because it doesn't involve me. like if it was for crimes against radio, I could totally get that. Or crimes against music. But it's like, it's a suit between two other people and you are commanded to appear. I don't know anything about. What are you talking about? How's your Saturday going? Pretty good, right? Woke up this morning and now we're at war again in the Middle East. So that's fun, right? Sometimes it doesn't pay to chew through the straps and come down here. That's all I'm going to say. What else do we have to say here? And they sent this because they couldn't get into the building. So they sent this on February 12th. And it was just delivered to me today. So if you'd have just called me on the phone. No, we've got to send you a registered letter. When you're out having fun with your friends, you aren't thinking about how precious your life is. You're living it. So even though you have a buzz, you think you're okay to drive. The truth is, a buzz can be deafening. It can drown out and ruin a pretty great life that you've built for yourself. So why chance it? If you plan to drink, bring a sober ride. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. That's a message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Good times, everybody. Looking for sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 59. Chance of rain overnight, maybe mixed with some snow, and a low of 31. Chance of snow, cloudy through the mid-morning, high of 40 on Sunday. Mostly sunny Monday, high of 44. And then on Tuesday, rain likely with a high near 54. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 58 in Washington, 60 in Beaver County. It's 56 right now. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 56 degrees with new music from the Clarks.
She'd weave a web.
That's new music off the new EP, Echoes from the Pit by the Clarks. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jthurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. On 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, it's 1230.
Dip, 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 dip.
Job. I have to appear in court on such and such day, and they sent me an appearance fee. Oh, I thought it was just $7. It's actually $7.24 I was sent as an appearance fee, which I think is more than I was making when I worked for 620 AM out in Westmoreland County, I think I made. I think it was about the same amount of money I made for working for them. So to shredding, we'll send this out to Denise on Radio 9.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way, so I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the same. I can't loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock.
You can't possibly use. The 2 o'clock hour is going to be short. That's what she said. Because last week, WRCT celebrated Massive Music Weekend. I don't have the echo effect this week. And I did what I thought were two ripping sets of Tennessee Ernie Ford and Jerry Reed. And I thought, you know, people might like to hear that Jerry Reed set. But WRCT put it on at 5 o'clock Sunday morning. And so I'm assuming nobody heard it. So I think at 2:30, we're going to play the Massive Music Weekend set from that I did for Jerry Reed. Otherwise, guys, it's you, me, and the oldies against the world, kids. 412-385-7450 or Facebook Mastodon and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Yeah, a couple people are like, you really got a letter from a... Yeah? They want me to testify in a lawsuit. It's the case of Johnny Walker. I don't know anything about... It's going to be a short testimony is what it's going to be. Let's put it that way. But it's going to cost me money. I'm going to have to call my attorney. I'm going to have to take a day off of work. What the fun? My goodness gracious. And they sent it to the wrong place. It's been bouncing around. It was dated February 12th, but apparently the post office tried several times to deliver it. They sent it to the wrong address, so... The mail went through, though, by gumbo. That's the important part. Aren't I happy? I'm so happy I could just spit. Chuck Negron passed away. He was one of the founders of Three Dog Night. And I said we were going to play some stuff from Three Dog Night, and I don't think we did that week because a bunch of other stuff happened. So it's probably the biggest song they ever had. Mama Told Me Not to Come. It's Three Dog Night on Radio 9. A song written by Randy Newman, actually, who also has a version of...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea. What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, because I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
One more.
Radio. The best in rock, rhythm, and blues.
The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn.
Two in a row from Three Dog Night here on Radio 900 at 1247. Much more music time. Joel just called 412-385-7450. He sends his regards. He says, well, if I go to jail, he said he'll either send me a cake with a file in it or a file with a cake in it. Jeez. Decisions. I didn't do anything wrong. That's what they all say, sonny. No, this is Party A is suing Party B and thinks Party D is in dum-dum, that's me, has something to add to it. And I have no idea what they think I'm going to tell them. I've been subpoenaed as a witness in someone else's case. And it's like, I don't know what I'm going to tell you. I mean, you are paying me $7.24 for this. So, I mean, I should grab it and run, right? That's more than I make on the radio. But, yeah, I don't know what do you think you're trying to accomplish here? But it's going to cost me money. It's going to cost me at least, at the very least, if I don't do anything and I just show up for this thing, it's going to cost me half a vacation day, right? Plus parking in downtown Pittsburgh. If I actually call my attorney on Monday, which is what I will probably do, that's going to cost me $150 at the minimum. So, gee whiz. Just takes one stinker to ruin everyone else's day. Have you never noticed that? Just ask the people in Iran right now.
Got things we do, baby and me, we listen to Radio 9. It's out of sight.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak of the pompous of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my love and all.
Steve Miller Band. Band here on Radio 9. We got sports and weather coming up. More music after these important messages.
Pennsylvanians are killed or injured each year while trespassing at mines and quarries. The Department of Environmental Protection wants everyone to stay out of active and abandoned mine sites. Steep cliffs, water-filled pits, and piles of old mine tailings make a dangerous playground. Unmarked shafts can give way with no warning, and off-road vehicles and bicycles are no match for heavy equipment. Mines and quarries are not playgrounds. They can kill you. Stay out and stay alive.
Sponsored by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Reader's Choice Award for Best Wings, Big Gino's Pizza and Hoagies now has more Pennsylvania skill machines under one roof than anywhere else in the tri-state area. Our newly expanded dining room is now home to more than 650 skill machines. And with the new urinals at each machine, you'll never have to get up even when nature calls. Big Gino's was the Ohio Valley's favorite spot for real authentic pizza since 1959. And now we're the Valley's favorite spot for spending money and staring at screens. Enjoy our skill machines without being distracted by live music or a well-stocked bar, because now all we have are the machines. Sorry, we no longer sell pizza, hoagies, or wings. So for gambling in a friendly family atmosphere without your friends or family, come on down to Big Gino's Pizza and Hoagies on Route 65, conveniently located between the check cashing store and the blood plasma center.
Jay Herbert
plays good guy hit.
Town of Azusa, there is a cafe that I like a lot. I like it because they serve mostly pizza. I like it because of the waitress they got. Her name is Lena, but I call her Spotty, cause she spills spaghetti all over her dress. That Lena, she really does love me, cause she always calls me her favorite pest. One day I was sitting there eating my pizza. I really enjoy it, I like it with cheese. When in walked a fella who looked awful sneaky, he grabbed hold of Lena and gave her a squeeze. I got so mad that I started to holler. I challenged him to a fight. I said he was yeller than that great big fella. He knocked out two teeth with a beautiful right. I was wrong. I found out he was heavyweight champ of the Navy. His fists were tattooing all over my chin. I called to Lena to come please and help me. She hit my head with a pizza pie tin. I got on my knees and I started crawling, crawling right straight for the door. Tried to kick me and slipped on some pizza and knocked himself out as his head hit the floor. Then old Lena, she stood there a-stomping and yelling and screaming. Her voice was real piercing, man, that chick could wail. The police came in and then dear Lena told him, that jerk hit my husband, so throw him in jail. Got 30 days for assault and battery. At least I think that is what the judge said. Now there's no more Lena and there's no more pizza. I eat at a Chinese cafe instead.
Dudley with the song El Pizza here on Radio 9. New music from Billy Bragg coming up.
You're
this hour, taking on the New York Rangers. Right now, the Pens leading in the first period 1-0. The Dallas Cowboys have placed the franchise tag on Pro Bowl wide receiver George Pickens. The team announced Friday at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. And Tennessee's Jermaud McCoy, a top draft prospect who sat out 2025 with a torn ACL, is now fully healed. He said at the Scouting Combine he sustained a right knee injury while training in July 2025. In college basketball action, Merez Johnson Jr. had 19 points and 11 rebounds against his former team as number 3 Michigan defeated number 10 Illinois 84-70. That clinches the Big Ten regular season title for Michigan. Elsewhere, a little bit closer to home, your Carnegie Mellon Tartan women's team has swept a series with Emory with a win on the road, 73-66. They're wrapping up their season today at the gym in Oakland when they host Case Western Reserve. Here's your forecast. Looking for sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high near 59. Chance of rain overnight, maybe mixed with snow with a low of 31. On Sunday, chance of snow, cloudy, and a high near 40. Monday, mostly sunny, high near 44. And then on Tuesday, rain likely with a high near 54 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 60 in Washington County at 61 in Beaver County. 59 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. 58 street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. At WRCT, Billy Bragg is going to take us to news time.
The ghost of Martin Niemöller haunts the halls of history. When they came for the communists, he said it's nothing to do with me. When they came for the Democrats, he had nothing to say. When they came for Jews, he just looked the other way. His silence didn't save him. When they came for him as well, there was no one to speak out for him. Resistance had been quelled. What excuses would you tell yourself if this ever happened to you? Well, I live in a city of heroes. I know what I would do. When they came for the immigrants, I got in their face. When they came for the refugees, I got in their face. When they came for the five-year-olds, I got in their face. When they came to my neighborhood, I just got in their face. They used tear gas and pepper spray against our whistles and our phones. But in this city of heroes, we will protect our home. When they dragged people from their cars, I got in their face. When they took families from their homes, I got in their face.